This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yes, sir. Welcome to another great show. I have my guest with me today, Mr. Dennis Wooten. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, I know the book you wrote, you had a partner which you wrote your book too, right?
Yeah, he's out of town right now, so it's just one of us today.
Oh, okay. So how long have you two guys been together writing books?
Well, these were our first books, and the first book came out in February of last year, and so. But we've been business partners for 17 years and worked together on other jobs for close to another 10, so probably 25 years we've been together. But this is our first try at actually writing.
All right, this is the first novel, actually.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a trilogy, actually, so there's three books.
All right, so let's start with the first one. Now, you, Bruce Gavin, that's the character's name,
right? It's a political fiction and novel, and I had written a memoirs book for my children and grandchildren, and my business partner said, we ought to write a fiction. We both like to read a lot of fiction. So he said, we ought to write a fiction. So he says, you come up with the ideas and I'll do a lot of the writing. So I said, okay. So I wanted to come up with something a little different. I read a lot of fiction and it starts to come together, being the same thing. So I came up with this idea for Aloha, and Bruce Gavin is the main character, and he takes on Obama in the election because of the way the economy's going, and he wins. And what he does is he solves the part of the national debt crisis by negotiating a treaty with China to sell the Hawaiian Islands to China for $13 trillion.
Wow. Wow. So, all right. So now, with that, this book is basically is about secret meetings and high stakes, then basically.
Yeah, it has that, all of that, and has some romance in it as well. It also deals with begins to deal with the gay marriage situation. Bruce, once he's in office with his wife, finally comes out of the closet and divorces his wife, and has a gay partner.
And this book stems from 1970 to 2013.
Right.
Whole trilogy.
Right, you're right. It goes all the way back to the time when he was going to college at the University of San Francisco.
Now, to write a book like this with two people, was it hard, or would you felt it would have been easier by yourself, or was it harder with two people with two different ideas?
No, it worked out pretty good. It's almost like our business. We don't cross each other's lines too much in our business, and it didn't happen in the book. I came up with the idea and the characters and the plot. Steve did a lot of the writing, and then I did a lot of all of the editing. And it ran along pretty smooth.
Okay, so how do a person contact you guys? Your company. What is your company about?
Our company is EW Partners, and we're an HR consulting firm. We do most of our clients are community banks. We do a lot of executive compensation work, board of directors compensation, all types of HR consulting, HR outsource. And we've been doing that for almost 18 years together.
Wow.
As far as on contacting us on the book, we have a website for the trilogy. It's www.alohatrilogy.com. And the first book has been out about a year. The second book, Adios, has been out about a month. And we're just going through the editing on the third book, which is titled Goodbye.
Mm. So could you see you guys making a movie, a trilogy movie out of your books?
You know, it's funny that you ask about that, because we've been approached, and we're working with a producer right now to see if there might be some interest out there. He thinks it may very well be a good foundation for a cable series of some sort. Mm. But we'll see. It would be a lot of fun if it happened that way.
With a book like this, did you ever ruffle anybody feathers? I mean, you know, just the whole book, like, did it ruffle anybody feathers since it's been out, or the trilogy out?
Not really. We tried hard to offend as many people as we could. No, we haven't had any pushback. We're both from California, so, you know, it's a fairly liberal area, and so it's pretty accepting. And, you know, distribution hasn't been that wide yet, although it is out there on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and we're starting to see sales pick up quite a bit now as we get more and more, you know, a little more public relations on this, so it's picking up, and then we'll see what happens. There's usually something that in the book that everybody finds that they don't agree with or that they really like. So it's there's a lot of issues that we deal with. In the second book, we deal with the illegal immigration and the drug cartels in Mexico. So, you know, we're touching on a lot of issues.
So did you have to do any, like, real research for this book, like, for you to get into character to write this book?
We did a lot of research as we went along, you know, as we developed different lines of thought and different subplots in the book. Not too much before we started. So we did most of the research as we were going along in the book. As different issues would come up, whether it was the immigration issue or the drug cartels, and we would do a lot of research into those as we got to that point.
So what would you tell a young writer right now if they wanted to follow in your footsteps?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is that probably half of the people that I talk to about these books tell me that they've always wanted to write a book, and they've had an idea for a book, but have never gotten around to it. So, you know, the biggest thing that you can do is get started, no matter what. Even if it's just chapter one and you're on chapter one for 6 months, just get started. That's the hardest thing, I think, for anybody to do. And then I think from there it starts to flow.
Well, Mr. Wooten, I just want to thank you for giving us a brief conversation about your book. I'm definitely going to get into it. I mean, it sounds very, very interesting. And I could see it, just what I read of it, I could definitely see it being a movie. I just want you to tell people once again where they could get your book at, because we're definitely going to support you here at Beef Stew Radio.
Great. We really appreciate it. The books are available in hardback, softcover, and electronic version on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, or you can contact us at www.alohatrilogy.com. And really appreciate your effort.
So after Goodbye, is there any more trilogies we should be looking out for?
Well, we'll see what happens, if we get a movie or not.
All right. So once again, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think that's a great book, y'all. Y'all should definitely get and check that out, man, because we need to read books that's crazy like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my man the Kappa will be in the building in a little while. I just had Mr. Dennis Wooten on the show. He, him and his partner Steve Enna, they wrote the book Aloha, and they wrote the part two of it, Adios, and he just explained to you in a real brief way, you know, how things go and how things is happening. So right now, I'm going to get into some music. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just play a little bit of music, then I'm going to come back, man, and we're going to rap a little bit. Let's do it.
For a second on the balcony, hoping you're down, you're looking fly to me. All dressed up and buying your own drinks, and that ain't right. I thought you can't handle it on your own, but you're too damn fly to drink it all alone. Can I come bubble with you? To you, I'ma make a toast. Come on.
At them legs, goddamn, they look so sore. I gotta take it from your man, that's my mission. If his love has really got to handle competition, you only knew him 5 months.
That's right.
Besides, he drink too much and smoke too many blunts. And I be working out every day thinking about you, looking at my own eyes in the rear view, catching flashbacks of our eye contact. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back. I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. I can't believe it, I ain't had a crush in years. Hey, love. Every day, your man must think it's safe for you to travel that way. And I don't want to violate your relationship, so I lay back in the cut with a crush, that's a trip. Still, he can't stop me from having daydreams, tonguing you down with vanilla ice cream, kissing on your thighs under moonlight, searching your body with my tongue, girl, all night. I wonder one day, could it be simple dreams could turn into reality? Our love would come down so naturally. We would walk down the aisle of destiny. Put your man, get his hustle on, got your type scared. Break you off a little chump change to do your hair. That seems to be enough to satisfy your needs. But there's a deeper level if you follow our lead. Hey, love. At the mall, standing at the payphone, about to make a call. I had a vision, it was me on the other end, telling you come by, and then you walked in. I touched you gently with my hands. We talked about traveling to distant lands, escaping all the madness out here in the world, becoming my wife, no longer my girl. Then you let your dress fall down to the floor. I kissed you softly, and you yearned for more. Experience pleasure unparalleled. Into an ocean of love we both fell, swimming in the timeless currents of pure bliss. Fantasies interchanging with each kiss, undying passion unites our souls. Together we swim until the point of no control. But it's a fantasy, it won't come true. We never even spoke and your man sway love you. So I'ma keep all these feelings inside, keep my dreams alive until the right time.
Thank you.
all out and you looking. I never say a word. I know how you thought I can trip and I heard about the girl.
No way, hey.
No, they gon' fight over no day.
As you can see, but I like your steeze, your style, your whole demeanor. The way you come through and holler and swoop me in.
Now that's gangsta. And I got special ways to thank you.
But don't you forget it,
but it ain't that easy for you to pack up and leave them. But you and Dirty got ties for different reasons. I respect that. And right before I turned to leave, she said,
you don't know what you've been through.
It's your man DJ Big Stu on BeatStuRadio.com. Y'all know how I do it. I do it real big. Y'all know I always bring y'all some crazy news. Well, I got some crazy, crazy news for y'all right now. They calling this title the Florida Crazy. A junkie mom sells sex with 6-year-old daughter to 2 homeless men for exchange for drugs. Yes. Exchange for drugs from a 6-year-old daughter. A mom sells it. Check this out, y'all. A Jackson Hill Beach mother is being held in Georgia jail after being accused of repeatedly selling her 6-year-old daughter in exchange for drugs and money. An allegation that the grandmother, that her custodial grandmother disputes, but other family members say it is true. Police have also charged the 2 men in the case with capital sex battery, while at least one other suspect is being sought. Elena J. Nicholas, that's her name, is being held on child neglect warrant in the investigation, which began early January with a tip about sexual abuse. Nicholas was arrested in Muskogee County, Georgia. Muskogee County, Georgia, as a fugitive from justice, and will be extradited back to Jacksonville Beach as earlier this week. The circumstances of how Nicholas was arrested is kind of known. They haven't found it out yet. The tip about the abuse came from a homeless man who was flagged down, who flagged down a passing officer and told them what's been going on in the home. And Sergeant Mark Evans, the lead detective in the case, said, the man said he's been in the home, he used drugs in the past, and was aware of the abuse. Police lost an investigation and then sought to arrest Nicholas after an interview with the daughter, who gave them details of sexual and physical abuse. Nicholas, by that time, had fled the area. The child and the sibling was being cared by Nicholas' mother and father. The child, who was 6 at the time of the allegations and just turned 7, remains in the custody of the grandparents. She's receiving therapy and other treatment from state child welfare agencies. This was said by spokesman John Harrell with the Department of Children's and Families. The Jackson Beach Police Chief Bruce Thompson said Nicholas lived in a subsidized housing in the 400 block of 6th Street South, and supported herself and drug habit by selling her daughter for various sex acts. Witnesses told the police drugs was frequently used in the home where Nicholas let people stay. I can't think of the rejection that's bad enough to describe the allegations, Thompson said. Police officer Thompson said, anyone who would harm a child is just a need to content. But Nicholas' mother, who the Time Union is not naming because he has temporary custody of the girl, and a suspect still at large, said her daughter and granddaughter both was sexually abused by drug dealers. He said her daughter, who described as a recovering addict, did not condone or know about the abuse of her daughter. She said the child could verify the story. These drug dealers kept running, returning, and basically took over the home. The child's grandmother said, she was just as much of a victim as her daughter was. After the police received the initial tip, they went to the home, interviewed Nicholas, who denied the allegations. The child and her sibling was with their grandparents, who was given temporary custody, and the Department of Children's and Family Services got involved. A protection team with an interview gave the police additional information that led them to seek the mother's arrest. It was a heartbreaking to hear, these things that this little girl had said took in place, the cops said. Quinn M. Brooks, 56, of Jacksonville, and John F. Haggins, 47, who is homeless. Both of these guys are homeless, were charged last month with sexual battery in the case, and police said Monday they're being held in Duval County Jail. Haggins, also known as Mute, was interviewed by police in mid-February. He told police he lived with Nicholas and her daughter in the past, but denied having sexual contact with the girl. Haggins told police there were many people in and out the home, that drugs were frequently used, and Brooks was arrested last week after witnesses identified him as one of the men involved in the case with the victim. Wow. So I don't know. Like they say right here, they said it sounds like the grandmother is enabling her junkie daughter. Her junkie daughter is half the problem. Your daughter is responsible for her child. That's what they saying. They only acting like the grandmother's only making the daughters the half the problem. So that's the crazy thing, man. They got pictures up here, man. These dudes look shamefully, man. Shamefully. You know what I'm saying? I don't even understand it, man. But that's what's going down. I had to bring y'all news. We always bring y'all news. So that's what's going up. That happened in Jacksonville, Florida. I know some of y'all, when y'all heard that, Friday. I could tell that some of you parents out there are really, really upset and really don't like that. So we'll just get back into some more music, y'all.
And that's what I'm groomed in. You got my pictures on the wall in your room, and girls be complaining, you keep me booming. But girls like that wanna listen to Pat Boone. You's a college girl, but that'll stop you from doing. Come and see the dog in the hood near you. And you don't ask why I roll with a crew. When twist up my fingers and wear dark blue. On the east side, that's the crew I choose. Nothing I do is new to you. I smack up the world if they rude to you. Cause baby girl, you're so beautiful.
Make sure you hit the like button on Beef Stew Radio on our Facebook fan page. Please support us, man. Hit that like button on Beef Stew Radio fan page, man. Check us out. Stay updated with everything that we're doing here on Beef Stew Radio. Once again, it's your man DJ Big Stew. I'm in the building. Tune in tomorrow night for a taste of hip-hop cooking with Kev. Get his cook on, and I'll be on the ones and twos. That's what's going to be up. And then Wednesday night with my new host on the lineup, my main man, Will Porter. Was zoned out, definitely doing his thing. Words Entertainment will be in the building. We're gonna be doing big things here, so make sure you tune in. Let's get back into some more music, y'all.
Adrift on
some more news to give y'all. You know, I got to give it to y'all. Y'all like it when I give it to y'all. Y'all say that. You know, there's a lot of people that was mad at me the other night on Mimi's show. I'm going to tell y'all something, man, right now about that. Just keep it, you know, for y'all to check out that show, that Men Don't Cheat. I had to be that way. I had to come in the game and go at them and be very objective and anything. I had to bring the best out to women. It doesn't mean that I actually feel that way, which I don't. So, you know, I do not feel, you know, just to let a lot of y'all know out there, I do not feel that men are just kings or whatever. I believe that we are equal. And, you know, me and my girl, we live side by side with each other. You know, she's not behind me. You know, I'm not in front of her or she's beneath me. She's side by side with me and we're doing it together. So that's the real truth for me, just to let y'all know. But we was on the show. We had a panel. Sometimes Kate Nicole be running her mouth too much, you know. So I just wanted to make her mad a little bit. And I wanted to get her in Mimi's skin. And I definitely had something to say to Mama Kim because she always trying to come in and talk to everybody and give her advice. So I felt like I just had to represent the brothers, you know, because when Mama Kim came, it seemed like Cap and Russ got a little scared. So I had to hold it down for all mankind. Even though some of the things I said I may not stand by or may not agree with, I just had to do it for that show. So that's just for the record. But we're talking about Tiki Barber right now, man. He's a step closer to marrying his new love, Tracy Lynn Johnson, even though he's still married. While finalizing his divorce with his wife, Jenny, you know, the ex-Giant superstar Tiki and his fiancée, Tracy, are determined to press forward with their new wedding plans. You know, people say, and Eric, you know, the attractive wife journalist, she's a friend of Erica Rivera, and Erica Rivera's attractive wife, journalist of Gerardo Rivera, you know, will throw a bridal shower for her. You know what I mean? That's gonna throw a bridal shower for Johnson at the new downtown wine bar, wine bar Shea. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, I guess that's downtown. You know, sources say that Tiki and Jenny had, you know, they got their divorce agreement. You know, they have their divorce agreement in the principle, but divorce is not yet final. You know what I'm saying? So and the New York Post revealed that Tiki and her, you know, Tiki split with his wife of 11 years when she was 8 months pregnant with twins in 2010 after falling for some 20-something-year-old correspondent. I know that just add to injury what we were talking about with the men cheating on their women, but I thought that was something I needed to bring up. You know, Tiki, who also have sons, AJ and Chasen, has, you know, since been hammering out the terms of their split. Him and his wife have, him and Jenny have been hammering out the split, which, you know, has been delayed to a disagreement on her demands for alimony and child support. You know, she won a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? So, and we knew he had a lot of balls and he was real gutsy and all that, Tiki Barber. But, you know, he's having a baby shower while he's still married. I mean, a bridal shower, rather. He's having a bridal shower while he's still married. But, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, is the chick worth it? And, you know, they look at the pictures and they show her. And they got a little post going on. They got her with, I don't know how the sisters would take it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sisters, go look it up. Tiki Barber, you know, type in the situation. They call him Dirty Dog in this book. You know what I'm saying? So they really acting like, you know, he's a dirty dog. He's definitely, you know, to be a news correspondent, some of her pictures that they're showing of her is actually looking like she's trying to be a video vixen or something, you know? But this is what it is, you know? This is the life. This is, I don't know. This is the life. But, you know, Twitter's been really big these days, man. A lot of things been going on in Twitter, man. I mean, when I say things been going on Twitter, I mean things been going on Twitter. Now, check this out. The word on the street now is that Nicki Minaj went ham on Jill Scott. I mean, come on, for real. This is something that's, you know, this is crazy. So this is what the article reads. Out of pocket, Nikki stands go ham on Jill Scott after she reads tweets about exorcism Grammy performance. It's one thing. Now, while most of us have already seen and passed judgments and moved past Nicki Minaj's head-scratching performance, you know, Philadelphia lady, you know, Chantress Jill Scott got a chance to see it herself upon watching the clip, and Jill took to Twitter to express her thoughts on the, you know, on the Catholic-themed show. Catholic, I don't know, theme show, whatever. Like, you know, like most of us, Jill, you know, she wasn't really digging it. Jill Scott wasn't really digging it. And the Nicki Barbs came out the dollhouses and drove, you know, drove an assassination on over Twitter. Although, you know, they really told, you know, although they really totally out of pocket, they addressed the three-time winner, you know, she handled a misguided, you know, Minaj minions. I don't know what they trying to say here, man, but I'm going to try to read y'all some of the tweets, if I could pull some of these tweets up, man. I'm trying to read what they saying, but they basically trying to say, all right, you know, we're going to get into it. You know, this is what Jill Scott said. I finally watched Minaj's performance on the Grammys. Wow. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, still is wow. This is not that bad. You know, it's crazy because we all said wow, you know. Art, now check this out. Art for art's sake, I suppose she has the right to express herself, and she took that right. Enough said. So, I don't see where Nicki would got mad at that. You know what I'm saying? Why would Nicki get mad at that? You know what I'm saying? Why would you get mad at her just saying that? That's nothing to get mad about. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing at all to get mad about because Jill said that. But, you know, we talking about Nicki Minaj, y'all. You know what I'm saying? She's been a little weird lately. You know what I'm saying? You know, they've been talking about this, you know, they've been getting on her, actually, for they consider her to be selling out. Now, I don't know if y'all feel that way. You know, some of y'all may feel she ain't selling out. Well, some kid named Izzy wrote, Miss Scott, the only thing you need to be worried about is your calorie intake. Big boned it. Don't try it. Wow. That was some kid named Izzy came at her. And then I guess this is Nicki Minaj. Yeah, Nick Breezy said that, Miss Scott. The only thing you need to be worried about is your Cali Active Big Bone. I guess she repeated. And she went, why are you so angry? Jill Scott will hit her back. I hit her like, why are you so angry? So I guess they talking to each other. Now, Miss Scott, where's your music? Singing in the shower. Now, there's a lot of people going at Miss Scott. This dude, Roman Zolansky, says, Miss Scott, where's your music? Singing in the shower of the homeless shelter? Don't count. Wow. Billy Minaj, he said, where's yours? So, Miss, you know, she's getting jumped by Nicki Minaj fans. All right, now Nicki Minaj here. I dare you, man, but Miss Scott, you don't know the story behind the performance, so you really can't judge it. He said, Bam Minaj, I saw it. And then somebody else wrote, Miss Scott, I guess this is Nicki Minaj, even I don't know if she's a fan or nothing. She said, Miss Scott, only 228,000 fans follow. How many units has your most recent album sold? I'll wait. Miss Love, you have to 7-7-10 stop. What's all the nastiness about? So now you have to like everything. So, you know, Jill Scott is actually fighting against people. Like, so now I gotta like everything. Now Miss Jane came and Scott, that can't fit one of your legs in your jeans. Wow, I bet I can't fit one leg in your jeans. Wow. Team Nick Mars. He said, Team Nicki Mars, you got yours and your little pitch. Pull up your dress, grow a brain of your own. Nikki did what she wanted to do. Kudos for that. Wow. She's actually fighting against Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj sicked the whole team on her. I mean, it was mad tweets, man. I mean, this is crazy. This is Jill Scott. You know, I wouldn't expect Jill Scott to be getting into this, you know, with people over Nicki Minaj. You know, I'm actually just in the green room pulling this up myself, y'all, because everybody was talking about it. So I just had to come see it, man, for myself. It's kind of crazy. Sipping on a drink that Russ just gave me a little earlier today. But it's kind of crazy, y'all, you know. Nicki Minaj, I mean, I'm pretty sure that the capper and the rest of the technical team are going to put this up on the blog. I'm going to make sure they put the whole Jill Scott Twitter out of pocket, Nicki Minaj, go ham, you know, the whole thing on it, the exorcism. I think we're going to put that, you know, that's what we did. We did it with Jenny Hunger. We're going to definitely do it with this Nicki Minaj, Jill Scott thing, because this is really crazy, man. You know, I could go on and on, but I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to make y'all a little happy. Right now, in the background is Miss Adina Howard playing. I'm going to get back into some more music with y'all, and I'm going to come back with some more news. Y'all know how we do it. Let's get it. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. You know I throw it back every Monday after my interviews. My man, the Cap, is real busy, so that's why he ain't made it in the building. But he be back in the building next week, y'all. And he might even slide through here tonight. Who knows, man? He might get here a little late, but I told him I'll hold it down. I'm on the wheels of steels playing some of the joints I played before. I'm feeling that same vibe right now. I want to give a big shout-out to my peoples down at Blog Talk Radio, man. They had me down there trying out the new studio and all that. I was feeling it, man, you know. I was down there. They see my expertise, man. You know, I'm just glad I could be part of helping, you know, the new transition that they're about ready to do, man. So, yeah, I was real big with that, man. I was down there at Blog Talk, man. I went in the building, went upstairs, man, and Got down there and just tried the new setup, and the new setup is looking real funky and real fly, man. You know, I'm big shouts out to that. Also, always got to give a big shout out to my peoples down at RadioGuestList.com. You know, man, they definitely do what they do. They help me out, man, a lot, man. They get these through radio pumping. You know, that's how we get these great books, man, that we be getting to y'all, man. You know, that's how we get these great authors and these great guests, how we be getting to y'all. So y'all make sure, man, y'all support that RadioGuestList.com. It's your man DJ Big Stu. I'm feeling real good right now. I'm gonna get back into some more music, and I'm gonna come back with some more news, and I'm gonna get back into more music to come back with some more news, and I'm gonna do what I do, because that's what I like to do. I always do what I do. But we in the building, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Kay Nicole was in the building. She just came in the building to hang out for a little while, just to say what's up to the kid. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do. It's a family thing, yeah. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. I'm going to be with my boy, Kev Gittis Cook on. We're going to be doing it real big tomorrow night. You know how he do it. He always brings some crazy, crazy hot dishes, man. And, you know, we're going to chomp it down tomorrow. So tomorrow I'm going to gain about 15 pounds. Every Tuesday I gain about 15 pounds chilling with my man, Kev Gittis Cook on. So we're going to do this like this, like this. Like this.
That I'll do for. Since we both know what we want, let's get it together and fly like two birds of a feather. Cause I'ma protect me and look out for my feelings, and that's why I always try to be loyal and gentle, laying less. Observe the females in case I must sleep camp. And if I have to break out, you don't deserve to live the good life and love the black hummingbird. It may be sexy, but it is true. If you try to stalk me, then I'ma dog you. But if you treat me right, then I'll treat you with open arms and a rose just to greet you. Love you dearly, respect and care for you, my dear. So how could you ignore the way I feel is real from the start? So I stop playing games and master the art.
Talking out your neck, saying you're a Christian. I must slam, sleeping. living with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. When you still defending them now, Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly fin. Sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out to win. Come again. And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waste man. Crissed out by the casement. Still in their mother's basement. The pretty face man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the basement court case when the child support late. Money taking home breaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sleepy silence man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? Within. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Monday night throwback jams. I'm in the building. We do it big. DStuRadio.com. Every Monday, come and tune in to the late night with the cap, with DJ Big Stu and the Kappa, man. We be in here. We be in here rocking. So everybody, the place to be. If you're feeling what we're doing, we're the place to be. Get jiggy with it.
Glancing the kid, wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Take a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it. Just for the look, I don't light it. Still way to ammo on the hand, stay off play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters, mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50 yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prisoners, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off. But go off and get shit shaw. And you don't stop in the winter order. I make it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy
with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy, cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's lacking them? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top. With the ribbon, crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Back in the days, I didn't like getting jiggy with it, man. I like Will Smith. I liked all his music, but I didn't like getting jiggy with it. Back then, when getting jiggy with it was out, I was real hardcore, man. You know, with some hardcore joints out there back then, so I was real, real hardcore. Now, you know, now I appreciate that song. When you listen to it now, you realize how fat that joint was, you know. No doubt, getting jiggy with it. You know, and they used to see it, too. They was on the war shows back then. Everybody was getting jiggy with it. I'm going to talk about Mike Epps right now, man. You know, other day, K. Nicole had kicked it up to y'all about how Mike Epps' daughter was saying that he was abused. You know, something about abuse and everything. But, you know, obviously, she spoke back out after, you know, all the press about the situation and, you know, the threats, you know, basically, you know, her name is Bria Monet. That's his name, Bria Monet. She spoke to the Bossup columnist about, you know, her father's threats, drug use, you know, dead BHDs and, you know, his other love secret child, you know. It's kind of deep, y'all, so I'm going to give y'all a little bit of it. You know, this is what I do, man. I go around looking to all blogs and all stuff and read up what's going on in this world, man, especially in this entertainment world, man, and sometimes I bring it back to y'all and I can't help what I read, man. So, once again, let's check this out. Most people had read the story, you know, about what was going on between, you know, you and your father. That's what they asked her. And you know, her response was, actually, I had no idea where that is coming from. I never asked him for any money, and definitely not no college tuition. I don't know where that started. You know what I'm saying? So basically she was acting like people just made that up about her dad. So that's one clear thing for my man Mike Epps, you know. You know, they asked her, so people just made that up? And she said, yeah, that's completely made up. It started because he was on Wendy Williams' show last Tuesday. I didn't watch it, but I got several calls that my dad was on the show. He has two daughters, which is by his wife, and I have a sister that lives in California that is not by his wife. People are bashing me. Basically, this has been going on for 18 years. People think it's about money. This has been going on my whole life, and I'm tired of being disrespected, and I'm tired of my little sister being disrespectful. That's why I'm putting it out there. And they asked her, do you feel like he wasn't claiming you, or was he denying you? I feel like he was trying to hide me. That was what she said about her father, Mike Epps. How old is your little sister? She is 12 years old, and she lives in California. What is her name? Makayla. So you are tired of him trying to hide you? I'm tired of being disrespected. Me and my little sister, that's why I put it on Twitter. I said my dad has more than two kids. he called the house phone and he was making threats. B, you better not leave the house or leave the house or be in my city. Just being violent. His behavior was terrible. He called from Wednesday. He called from Wednesday night until Thursday, 8 a.m. in the morning, nonstop. He called and texted my phone. The calls were threatening, but he called, you know, but he called and he was making jokes about it, like, you need to watch me on TV, childish comments. And, you know, when you say he has a history of violence, is it between you and your sibling or between your mother? Everyone in general, he's been known for punching people. Wow, this is Mike Epps. Right, we remember the incident a few years ago when the paparazzi was taking pictures of him in the restaurant. And here go Bree again. This is his daughter, Bree. She says, he's a violent person in general. He's always making threats against me, my mother, his wife. He has made threats against everyone in his life. Ooh, this is getting deep. Mike Epps. Remember, y'all, this is Beef Stew Radio, DJ Big Stew. I'm talking about Mike Epps' daughter, Bree. This is, she's speaking out to the boss up. You know, the Boss Up website, and I'm reading it to y'all for those of y'all who haven't read it or saw it yourselves. Right, so think about it. Right, so aggravated the situation when the last time you guys had interaction, like face to face. So, you know, so all this aggravated the situation. When was the last time you had interaction face to face? Last time I saw him was at the Super Bowl, and I haven't spoke to him since then. Was it bad then, or something that switches up? Was it where it's good or it's bad? Our relationship has always been rocky. There's been time we have good times, then in the next minute, I don't want to have anything to do with him or talk to him. He put my mom through a lot of things, and we just haven't had a relationship my whole life, and when he came for the Super Bowl, that's when things started to get rocky because his wife doesn't like his kids before his marriage. She does crazy things like she doesn't like to have anything to do with us. She doesn't want him to have anything to do with us, and that's what I'm getting tired of, and that's why I took it to the media because I was tired of hiding it. The reason why he doesn't claim us is because of her. He's even admitted that. Wow. So you feel like she's the mastermind behind a lot of his anger and reasoning behind why he's denying you. Definitely. He's even admitted that because of his wife, he will say, I can't do this because of my wife. Wow. Once again, for those of y'all that don't know what I'm reading an interview between the Boss Up website and Bree, which is Mike Epps' daughter. You know what I'm saying? Just to let y'all know. You know what I'm saying? Bree Monet, that's Mike Epps' daughter, so this is where we at. So in many words, you are saying he's pussy. You know, basically they spelled it, but it's, you know, he's pussy, what they basically asked her. And she, you know, this is Mike Epps' daughter, Bree Monet. She goes on to say, very much so. He is the definition of that. I also know that I have another sister in Atlanta. My dad has a 5 and a 6-year-old with his wife, and he has a 3-year-old with a stripper in Atlanta named Lee. The woman named Lee, but the daughter is named River. She's 3 years old, and he had her while he was with his current wife. He is just really violent and doesn't claim his kids. He's a deadbeat. He's the complete deadbeat. Outside the Rockies relationship, does he support you with school or any extracurricular activity? Does he provide any type of child support, or are you basically supported by your mom? She goes, my mom never took him to court, so when he does things, it's because he feels like doing it or when he feels obligated to do it. I have never been the type to ask him for money or say he needs to do it because I know he's not going to do it. And if he doesn't, if he doesn't do it, my mom will do it or my grandparents will do it because they have it. Wow. He has never been to child support court, or no one has ever asked him to make him pay. He has given some money here and there, but it's not been a lot. Like I said, it's been 18 years, and my mother has never tried to get child support. So if he didn't pay, he wouldn't get in trouble by anyone. Okay. They go on to say they appreciate the taking time and this. And so she goes on and she says, I hope I resolve false accusations. The only thing that I could say is that they don't know the true story. Those are the people that don't know the true story, and they are ignorant. If I am a spoiled brat or whatever, there is no reason why you should talk, you should talk to your child like that. Your father is supposed to be the one that says, don't let this person call you this or don't take that. Your father is supposed to protect you, and he has definitely not done that by what he says to me. People are saying, I just want the attention, or I haven't got any money. I am not looking for money, just want to put it out there who the real Mike Epps is and how he acts towards me and my other siblings for 18 years. That's all I want to do. And I'm not looking for attention. People that know me know that I don't want attention. I never brag or say, oh, I'm Mike Epps' daughter. That doesn't matter to me. He is no one to me. For people to even put a negative name on me saying I want the money or that I'm a spoiled brat. I'm not a spoiled brat. I am very humble, a grateful girl. My dad hasn't done enough for me to be ungrateful. My mom has done everything for me, so that's what I have to say. So, that's just summing up on what Kate Nicole was talking about the other day with Mike Epps. I think I just took it to another level. You can judge it however you want to judge it. You know what I mean? That's one of those things that, you judge it however you want to judge it. You kick it to the point where you want to kick it at. That's one of those things. So what I'm going to do is get into some more music, let y'all rapid taste think on that, man. How y'all like my little man Jaheim? My little son was in the radio station with me last night on late night. I had to mommy had to do something, so I had to have him in the building. But let's get it going, y'all. Let's do it. I think it's time I take you back to some old school hip hop for a second, and we're going to come back.
Hey love, you're the girl that I adore. Every time you go away, I want you more and more. But I see I want something I just can't have. So I hide my hurt with a simple laugh. Although that is a cover, so you won't discover that I am jealous of your modern day lover. He couldn't give you all that I can. I can love, cherish, and understand how a girl like you deserves to be treated. Honesty, respect, and love is needed. The feeling that I have is much too strong. If loving you is wrong, then I guess I'm wrong. Who wants to be right? I just want you. If only you knew what you were putting me through. My eyes behold the woman I'm looking for. It's you, you're the girl that I adore.
Hey love, hey love. Hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love.
I see you early in the morning waiting for the bus. I can't really figure out if it's love or lust. When I see your face, light skin and fine, nothing but a warm current shooting up my spine. Palms get all sweaty, a lump in my throat, overcome by the urge to write you a note. I feel for you, so I reveal to you, if you were my queen, I'd kneel to you. Do anything that you ask me to, but baby, there is a limit to what I'll do. For no female is worth going to jail, and any man that disagree, I said is weak as hell. Not trying to diss, come off or act ill, baby, I'm just telling you how I feel. For the fact remains that it's you, my dear. When you make up your mind, love, I'll be here.
Hey love, hey love, hey love.
Mundane affair, all yeah, my dear, just a little sweet something we both can share. Can I have your number so I can use it? I know what you're thinking, baby, I won't lose it, but write it down. And when I get home, I put your number on my speed calling phone. Then all I do is push number two, let the phone ring, and then I ask for you, ask for you. How you doing, love?
Good.
Yeah, this is Son.
You know Ron's here.
Oh, he is, huh?
Yeah, the weekend.
Yeah, well, I'll call back later. The weekend's here, my money is right. There's something going on at the club tonight. As I walk in the door, suddenly it's you, sitting all alone at a table for two. I walk to the bar, I begin to sweat, to get a bucket of ice, a bottle of Moet. Now I'm here, opposite your chair, as I pour your drink. I begin to think about you and I, love. I wanna know why you keep bringing up this other guy. You wanna be my girl, then quit wasting time. If he's out of your sight, then get him out of your mind. As I take your hand and we proceed to dance, the dance floor is really packed. Although we both look cute wearing feline suits, everybody else is riding the strap. Now, the party is over, we both are tired, but isn't it true just how time flies? Although we're beat, let's get something to eat, drive up to the pier and watch the sunrise.
Hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love.
I sit down to the desk in my room at my rest while listening to WGFS. I address my letter to your college dorm and begin with the help of the quiet storm. How should I approach? Can't be too excessive, not too shy, not too aggressive. I must be careful in how I word it. A poet of love, so introverted. See, I am gonna write until I run out of ink, until my fingers are sore, until my eyes turn pink. Just to let you know what I'm feeling, wounded by love, now I need healing. Only you have the medicine to cure this condition of love, that I'm in love with a girl committed to another. You think that I'm wrong because your man is my brother.
Hey love, hey love, hey love. Hey love.
Look, sweetheart, I don't know what's wrong with you. You act like you want me, but you don't want to give this brother up. Every time you hear about me and another girl, you start riffing. But I'm not going for that, because it's not that time, you see. So what you're going to have to do is straighten up and fly right and just bow out gracefully, love. But listen, I don't feel like talking anymore. Why don't you just call me later? Peace.
Hey, love. Hey, love.
Brooklyn's in the house.
Brooklyn's in the house.
Well, you can tell it's Brooklyn by the way we rock. 24/7 around the clock. We never sleep or get slept on. Kicking it live till the break of dawn. And don't mistake our habit heart as playing the role, cause we are not. We just can't be soft, always on the case. And this is how we rock the place.
Matter of fact, it's easier than the boogaloo. You just move your head up and
and down and roll your fist around and around. Then you kick your feet to the funky beat, and then you get a little bolder. You're at your shoulder, the music's grooving, your body's moving. There's one more thing that must be included: the hand clap. That's the key to it all, and when you put it all together, you'll be having a ball doing the wow. I told you what it's all about. I hope I steered you clear and left no doubt that the WAP dance is not hard to do. If I can do it, you can do it too. So keep on WAPing while my beat is popping. I'm beat fast, there'll be no stopping. World of world is where I wanna go, so I can tell everybody about the WAP dance. So, and when I leave, you must confess that the WAP dance is stupid fresh.
was a raid. Everybody on the dance floor. Yeah, that was a hot joint back in the days. Y'all don't remember that. You know, this is a throwback Monday on Beef Stew Radio with your man DJ Big Stew. I'm in the building. We're talking about, we got a new situation we're going to talk about, man. They was talking about skinny dudes, man. Yep, skinny dudes. And some of y'all are saying, what are they talking about skinny dudes for? Well, I don't know. They're talking about skinny dudes. They was talking about skinny dudes who pull beautiful women. You know, they, because you know what they basically saying is that, you know, the women usually like the brothers that are buffed and real tight and real diesel, and, you know, that's what they saying. But they saying there's a handful of brothers that's skinny and that pull the women. So, you know, we're going to be talking about them right now in a minute. We're definitely going to be talking about them right now in a minute. So what I'm going to do real quickly for you is I'm going to get back into some more music, do my thing, and I'm going to come back. Well, first, I'm going to give you the first people they're talking about. The first skinny brother that they're talking about, saying that he pulled the dime piece, that's basically what they're saying, all the skinny brothers who pulled the dime piece, is no other than your man, Swiss Beats, with Alicia Keys. You guys might agree with that. You know what I mean? That, you know. So that just to show you where we're going to be going at when I come back with this. All right? So let's get it, man. Let's get down to the get down to where we can get down. We're going to keep the music rocking, man. We're going to keep the music going. This is your man, DJ Big Stew, in the building on Beef Stew Radio.
Check it out.
On the boulevard, I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract.
And me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine? That we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer because you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is racked, I swear you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply, the fight is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out, peace goes out to all my pals you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack and she despise me. They get vexed, I will next to none contest me. I'm just a plot MC who's top of three and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the time. Was so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the zack.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock?
What?
Those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I'll receive the message and you will play the spender.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My optical presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Wicked proper. Rap is not pop if you call it that and stop.
Now, my next celebrity couple of skinny guys that pulled dime pieces. Well, this guy, he got bulked up more recently, and the research feels that, the people that research this thing feels that this guy himself is going to slim down again, so, but he's a little bulky right now. You're not only, you know, it's your man Nick Cannon with you know who, NeNe, Mariah Carey. Yes, when Nick hooked up with Mariah, he was real skinny. So he's another skinny guy that beat the odds of the Cock Diesel, you know, the Cock Diesel strongman pulling the dimes. The skinny guy who pulled the dime pieces. I'll be back with some more. I just want to, you know, I'm going to intertwine. I'm going to jump in here and there, you know, and let you know who's these guys and who's these celebrity couples of skinny dudes who pulls dime pieces, celebrity dime pieces.
Like a box of positives, it's a plus, love, as the trial flies high like a dove.
Bonita. Authority. Mm-hmm. Chairman of the board, chief of affections. You got minds to sway in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Crazy prophylactics. So far, I hope you like rap songs. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on.
Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita, Bonita, Bonita.
Now, the next cat they got on the joint is my man Floyd Mayweather, man. Now, this is what they saying about Floyd. They saying, all right, Floyd is a little cut up in diesel, but he's only 150 pounds, and when you see him with his clothes on, he looks like a skinny guy. So they say, all right, check out the girls that Floyd's dealing with, you know, check out his wife. And then they show a picture of two dime pieces. Floyd got two wives? That was crazy. It was. I was like, wow. They showed a picture. They said his wife. Then they showed two wives. So, I don't know, man. I'm going to get back into it some more. I'm going to take it back to the Black Sheep, man. Similar Child.
Now I know I don't just wish that I did. Honey made a right, stepped off, took flight. Upstairs, up more, made a left and hit. Look down at my shoes and the cuff in my slacks. Hand inside my pocket, came out with something sticking double. Mint goes in my mouth, jaws are breaking north and south. Look around to see who's looking, figure that my breath was kicking. So, in the bathroom I go, and fixing his fro. You guessed it, the long one. What's up, black? Goes the hand smack. I get the feeling that it's time for some black sheep fun. The club is on the bourgeois urinal holding a cigar. Thing you never know, probably a Philly. Long cracks a smile. Oh no, here it comes and says,
yo, Drez, honey made you look silly.
Step back in the joint, and yeah, it's kind of funky. My breath no longer kicking, so now it has pep. Strobe light, hoe that I don't know. Walks up, ass long sign. We quickly do the step.
Where you at, honey? Where you at? Where you at, hun? Where you at? Where you at, hun? Where you at?
Then I change my style. Moving through the crowd, the smoke has got me choking. Funny that I'm choking, could it be that I am smoking? Pounds are going round, but this is nothing new. Hoping that eloping with a dip is what I'll do. System's kinda booming like a driving call it sonic. Finds a boy, kid, my state of mind, we're like a tonic. There she goes.
Where?
Take my thoughts out of the dumps. Long, over there, look at bumps. From the time that she was born, she was raised to be all that. Gave her no food,
what?
Strictly Similac. felt like a punk on Dick Street, a coupon in the ghetto. I said, hun, what you drinking? She said, milk and amaretto. I took a seat beside her. I would not be denied. I ordered L-I-I-T and fill her up. She's got a rider. She showed her dental work and said I looked familiar. I touched her on the hand. I had to feel her.
Similac shells, driving me wild. Similac shells.
You're definitely winning.
Similac shells, driving me wild. Similac shells.
You're the woman. I said, hey. She said, hi. I said, us. She said, try. And if you think it's strictly boost, then I'll say, baby, bye-bye. She said, I know you got at least a dozen that you sing. You think you own the world, at least New York, because you're team. You claim to be the man. You want me for a lover, so you can do my girlfriends and my sister.
Well, I got one more, y'all. I got Jeffrey Arin. Jeffrey Arin and his wife, Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. That's another skinny guy with a voluptuous woman. Right now, once again, we're talking about skinny dudes who seem to happen to pull voluptuous women. Jeffrey Arin, you know, real skinny, nerdy looking guy, pulled the voluptuous, you know, Christina Hendricks from Mad Men, the movie, the TV show Mad Men. You guys seen that. Let's get into it, man. I'm going to keep it on some Black Sheep for a little while, man. Take it back, man. Black Sheep used to be one of my favorite groups back in the early 90s.
I don't want to taste the chocolate. Nah. I want something different. I want something slamming. What's the slamming flavor out this one? Let's see. Yo, Black. What flavor are you?
Listen. For a second, I reckon. I got you double checking. Then again, when to your needs did I beckon? Hold me only if you want to get naked. Play me for the crowd only if you want a record. The name is Dread, like silk, I get slick. Drop rhymes like a bass head, big flicks. Constantly. Yes, it's me, D-R-E-S. So yes, I guess unless you're best, you can get down to serious business with this. I never boned a honey that I didn't like. I never saw a mile that I couldn't hike. I never had a slip to make me choke. I never had a pocket that was broke. Hate no one but love, only a few. Franklin, Grant, and yeah, mom do. I run buck wild for supper with the crew, but then again, I thought you knew. Now I hear a voice. Is it what you want? I hope it is, kid. You're the flavor of the month. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. So you got the fever for the flavor of the upper. Chocolate sarsaparilla, or is it you like another? Flavor in my socks. To the curly locks. Black sheep rolling hard and I can peons out the box. Never have I ever, never, ever felt much better. Did the whole nine. On the tenth, I was no wetter. Ready and I'm eager. Eager as a beaver. On the radio and good to go, says your receiver. Not to be the boldest or the oldest nor the wackest. Neither am I neatest or the newest or the blackest. Just a brown fellow who's not afraid of jello. To the people of the world, I would like to say good day. Had to wait a while, but the while has been waited. Never gave up hope in myself nor debated. Didn't shed a tear when I wasn't picked. Cause I got a cone now, when I lick. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. Gone. Now I catch a number when before I caught a glare. Now I give a pound when before I gave a stare. Now I guess I kinda got it going on. I get a wake up call on the norm. I used to try to push a demo, now I have a coup. That's a bit more than a little, but they're not quite a few. Funny how they find you when they told you get lost. Tell me why you're gritting when you have no dental floss. Wasn't my loss. Thought you were the boss. You never knew how much the sherbet cost. Forget it, I never sweat it. Your girl will give me play, I'll wet it. It only happens just because you let it. Now everybody wants to play my phone. I see him with a spoon, I see him with a cone. You never knew I knew it, but I knew you would pursue it. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor.
Nobody said you had it going on.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor.
Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone.
It's gone.
DJ Big Stu, man, I enjoyed being here with y'all. Want to thank my guest earlier, Mr. Dennis Wooten, for coming on, talking about his books, his trilogy of books, Aloha, Adios, and Goodbye. You know, that's kind of deep, right? Well, basically, like he said, the book is about what would happen if President Obama lost the race and somebody sold the new president will come and sell Hawaii for $17 trillion. I don't know, man. It's a deep book, though. You know what I'm saying? I think it'll ruffle some feathers, but you know that's what's a good book when it ruffles feathers. But like I said, we're gonna support that. We support anything controversial, anything compelling. And once again, that's written by Steve Inner and Mr. Dennis Wooten. The book is called Adios, and it's the part two to Aloha, and it's the middle book of Before Goodbye. And that's what I'm about ready to say to y'all, man. Goodbye. So, on that note, man, I got to do what I do. Do my dance. Clap my hands. Do what I do. Shimmy, dimmy, 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 dimmy. Yo, y'all know I used to be an MC? You wouldn't know it the way I be rhyming on the show, though, right? But good night anyway, man. Y'all crazy, man. I thought y'all loved me, man.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Try this beef soup. Try this beef soup.